This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius beginning Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India's relation with Mauritius is rooted in shared history, culture and very strong and robust people-to-people ties that go back several centuries. Mr. Misri said, Mauritius is one of India's key partners in the Indian Ocean and close maritime neighbour. He said, it was in Mauritius in 2015. The Prime Minister had articulated Vision Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, which underscored India's commitment to the Indian Ocean region.
Our relations with Mauritius are, of course, rooted in shared history, culture, and a very strong and robust people-to-people relationship that goes back several centuries. Mauritius is also one of our key partners in the Indian Ocean. It's a close maritime neighbor. It was in Mauritius in 2015 that Prime Minister had articulated Vision Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, which underscored India's commitment to the Indian Ocean region.
The Foreign Secretary said India has a strong development partnership with Mauritius. He said relationship between both nations have deepened significantly in the last 10 years. Mr. Misri said, the visit will enable both sides to take stock of bilateral ties. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been invited as the chief guest at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius. The Foreign Secretary said a contingent of Indian Defence Forces, a ship of Indian Navy and Indian Air Force Akash Ganga skydiving contingent are to participate in Mauritius National Day. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India is looking for a good trade agreement with the US to promote economic growth and ensure smooth supply chains. She also said that amid a growing global tariff war, India will have to move smartly to guard against possible dumping of goods from countries that are facing higher US tariffs. At the same time, India will protect the interests of domestic industries that rely on affordable imports, Ms. Sitharaman said. She was speaking at an award function in Mumbai yesterday. India and the US are negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with an aim to double trade to $500 billion by 2030. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. During the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will take place. Besides, several legislations, including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session of Parliament was held from 31st of January to 13th of February. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed both Houses of Parliament and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget during the first part of the session. The Lok Sabha had recorded 112% productivity during the first part. Delhi government has approved Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees per month to poor women. This was announced by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during a press conference. She said, on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved. She added that a budgetary provision of 5,100 crore rupees has been made for the implementation of the scheme. A committee has been formed under chairmanship of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta for the implementation of the scheme. In cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the final of ICC Champions Trophy 2025 in Dubai today. The highly anticipated title clash is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. Team India remains unbeaten in the tournament, having secured a 44-run victory over the Kiwis in the group stage. New Zealand won all their remaining matches, setting the stage for an exciting showdown. The second leg of the Khelo India Winter Games 2025 will begin at Gulmarg, Jammu and Kashmir today. Competitions will be held in skiing and snowboarding. The winners of first leg, Union Territory of Ladakh, will aim to defend their overall title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.